You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. This week, the UN released its latest report on climate change, and it contained just devastating findings that reverberated all over the globe. Perhaps the timing of this Saturday's climate fair couldn't be better. A chance to look at the climate crisis through the lens of arts. Two organizations have put together this remarkable event, 350 Juno and Theater Alaska. Joining us now, we have Elaine Schroeder, co-chair of 350 Juno. Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
And Christina Apathy, director and actor for Theater Alaska. Hello, Christina.
Hi.
Hi. Elaine, let's check in with you. How did you feel when you read the UN report that was released on Monday?
Honestly, what I felt is that we are doing, everybody who's working on climate is doing the most important work we could ever do. I felt that I'm in the right place doing the right thing and working with the right people. And I do feel it's great that we're having this event on Saturday. Of course, the report is devastating. It's scary, but it's very clear what we need to do. In fact, the UN Secretary General summed up the findings of this report. And it said, he said, this report must sound a death knell for coal and fossil fuels before they destroy our planet. How's that for straightforward?
Hmm. Thanks, Elaine. And Christina, now you're primarily known around town for acting, but what motivated you to combine arts and activism for this event?
Well, I'm one of the founders of Theater Alaska, which is a newer group in town. We started in July 2020. And we're a diverse group of theater makers who bring theatrical events into community spaces in Juneau. And part of our mission is that we're committed to social justice and equity and fair play in our choices and our conversations, which is at the heart of the climate change movement. Our survival is a shared effort, and we are partnering with 350 Juno here to put on this event.
And I have to say, this sounds like a pretty unique event. I can't think of another time or another one that I've ever talked to anyone about. So Elaine, can you just give me an overview of the Climate Fair for a Cool Planet taking place this Saturday? Tell me how it came to be.
Well, we were thinking of having, because of the pandemic, we want to be safe. And 350 Juno, over the years before the pandemic, has put on many public events, including expert speakers, musical performances. We had Libby Roderick. But we knew that the pandemic was not going to be over. And so we thought, hey, let's grab the summer and let's do a really strong, good event winding up the summer. And we had worked before with Theater Alaska, and they had been actually put on a play for our every Friday live streamed rally in front of the Capitol during the legislative season. And so we knew that they were up for it, and we had contacts. And I've always personally felt that communicating through the arts is a very important medium for reaching people. And you would like an overview of what's going to happen?
I understand that there will be some live theater, music, dance, and other activities, and that 350 Juno will be sharing some information. So I wanted to talk to Christina about the performances, but if there's anything you want to add, Elaine, about the other elements of the program, that would be great to hear.
Okay, so what we're going to have throughout the program, and it's going to go from 3 to 5, we're going to have a couple of tents out. There's going to be a children's activity station in one tent where kids are going to be building contraptions out of recycled materials, which is going to be very cool. Then we're going to have a tent, under the shelter, we're going to have two tables, an action table where people can sign postcards, and we'll stamp them and mail them, that are pre-printed demanding of Biden the Glasgow UN climate talks are really a big deal, and they're beginning in 83 days. And they are the first major talks since the Paris Agreement 5 years ago. And they're really our best and our Last Hope for a Livable Planet. And so we want to pressure Biden to do certain, shall we say, bold commitments and actions before the start of these big UN climate talks in Glasgow in November.
Got it.
And yeah, and there'll be an information table. Oh, and there's a tent with ice cream donated by COPA.
Oh, great. That's a nice touch. And Christina, could you tell me about the performances on the program, please?
Sure.
I know it's a long list, and they sound really cool, so I'm excited to hear about those.
Talk quickly, maybe. Yeah, so the performances, we're starting, there's background sound installation by Hank Lentfer. And then we are having performances that include a dance piece choreographed by Haley Duran called Mother's Children, performed in front of Taku, the Alaska whale sculpture. There's music presented by Melanie Brown, original music, and three short plays at different locations in the park. So we're going to be asking the audience to kind of migrate with us a little bit. Those three short plays are A Miraculous Party by Connor Lendrum, in which two friends attend a party in the future and are confronted by a surprise change in climate. Blood on the Leaves by White House Champion of Change recipient Madeline Sayette, which is based on the traditional story of the hunter and the bear. And the comedy Six Polar Bears Fell Out of the Sky This Morning by New Zealand playwright Alistair Emerson, which is a satire, obviously, and a take on how disinformation explains away hard truth. There's also a special recitation by three students of different ages. They're going to be performing speeches, excerpts of speeches from environmental activist Greta Thunberg.
That sounds so interesting. Christina and Elaine, I wish we had more time to talk all about this and about climate change, both what individuals can do and how we can impact the larger forces, but perhaps we'll save those discussions for the fair this Saturday. I want to thank you both for your time, but one last question, how can we find out more about this event?
Well, you can definitely go to the Theater Alaska website, and they have a beautiful depiction with tons of information about the event. And if you have any specific questions, you can also email 350juno@gmail.com.
And that address is theateralaska.org. And we're also on social media as well, Instagram and Facebook.
Elaine and Christina, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today and for organizing this very timely event. I hope you have a great turnout and a great afternoon today.
Thank you so much.
Up next, a chance to do a good deed and go on a whale watching cruise.